This is the Culture Matters Podcast.
Hello, Culture Matters Podcast. Before I introduce you to our guest, here's a quote I picked just from this for this episode. The strength of a man's virtue should not be measured by his special exertions, but by his habitual acts. Blaise Pascal. The one and only Brian Hess is back, founder of the Top Contractor School, the Pavement Group, mentor to many, friend to us here at the Culture Matters Podcast, exemplary of this quote we're going to unpack. And really, I want to talk, you know, why personal brand today? I think it goes with the quote because this idea of the special exertions versus the habitual acts, but I'd like your input on that. What is a personal brand? I guess we could start with that. And then why is it even relevant for a business owner?
Well, the first thing about personal brand, I believe that when it's done properly, it is an extension of what people know about you personally, right? So, you know, those people who are closest to you, they know you, and they know the things that you say. They know the way that you react to things. They know your personality traits, you know, what happens when things go right, what happens when things go wrong. So I think that personal brand in general is just, it's an extension of who a person is, and it's put out there for those that may not be in proximity to you every single day to be able to get to know you on a personal level without being in your presence every day.
Why is that relevant to business today?
It's relevant on literally every level. I mean, you know, personal brand for me, you know, the journey to building a presence online, building a social media presence, and building a personal brand has been beneficial to business in every aspect. So it is, you know, one of the things you'll hear me say a lot if you stick around long enough is that, you know, you could be the greatest guy, the greatest girl in the world. If the only people that know that are the people that work alongside you, your family, and maybe your neighbors, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. I talk about this to the guys and girls in Top Contractor School all the time is, you know, in today's environment, there's so many things flying at us that from a marketing standpoint, our attention span is very short. And so the only way to stay relevant with people is to build some sort of additional connection to them. It's, you know, it's the frequency and consistency at which we show up from a marketing standpoint, from a branding standpoint. But on a personal brand standpoint, it's different. You know, there are plenty of people that follow Top Contractor School or that follow the Pavement Group. There are exponentially more that will follow me because I just feel like there's a different emotional connection to a person. You know, people are able to connect with other people very easily. They can see things in other people that they see in themselves. They see the challenges, they see the personality traits, they see the struggles. And when you can be a person that's relatable in that sense, where, you know, you can share some of your struggles, you can share some of your triumphs, you can share some of the ways that you've been able to do the things that have made you successful. People want to know that. You know, there are a lot of people that I follow that aren't necessarily well-known individuals, right? They're not considered famous. They're not considered influencers, but they are extremely valuable to me in the way that they provide information, the way that I enjoy following their journey because I can relate it to my own journey. And so, you know, from a personal brand standpoint, I think it's the emotional connection that people feel to other people that allow them to feel more grounded, feel more normal in their own journey, right? And so to me, personal branding, being out there, being connected to people, constantly working on the network that you have and who you're meeting, that accelerates all of that. So, you know, if somebody meets you at a networking event and they can look you up on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Threads, wherever it is that you reside, and hopefully it's all of those places. If they can look you up there, they can consume some of your content, the likelihood that they trust you more after seeing that your actions in person also align with what you're saying online, it speeds up every aspect of business. So it speeds up, you know, the ability to recruit the right people, because people can get to know the leader, the team, before they go work for the company. That's important. It can speed up the same for clients or prospects, where, you know, people can follow along. We get that comment all the time, like, yeah, see you guys on LinkedIn, man. I love what you guys do, and just how you show the culture of the Pavement Group. And, you know, same thing on the Top Contractor School side. There's contractors that come and sign up for our programs, and, you know, they've been following along on the personal brand side and, you know, on the business side. And so I think it's connection is number one. But I also think the next level of connection is that, you know, that emotional relatability that people have to other human beings by just being able to see who they are, what they do, and how they do it.
If you did a map of all of your relationships, business, you think that some level, the percentage of them would trace back to the something to do with your personal brand at one point? And if so, how much percent? And if you can unpack that.
I would argue that today, even the relationships that may not start online are 100% of them are deepened online, or close to 100% of them. Because, you know, what percentage of people today are relying on the internet for information, for data, for, you know, or they're on social media. And so, you know, I could go around just our company, the people that work here. You know, we've got C-level executives in our company that, you know, they came here because they were following on social media, right? And I knew them in real life prior to that, but there's 0% chance that they would be working here if it wasn't for the ability to follow our journey online, right? And so I would say, you know, from a business standpoint, a vast majority, 99%+ of the relationships are either established or very much deepened through that connection, frequency, and consistency that we show up with online, that I show up with online. And I think, you know, if the listeners out there are not doing that yet, it's a big miss, because, and, you know, forget about the business side. Let's take the personal side. You know, some of the best friends that I have in my life have come from that, right? Have established relationships online. And I was one of those people that didn't think that was possible. And, you know, I just didn't think, you know, I was of that old school thinking that, you know, your friends are your friends that you see in person, that you go, you know, visit with all the time, that live down the street, all the things that I think a lot of people think about that. And it's just not true anymore in 2023. You know, it is not something that, you know, predominantly people are meeting their significant others through apps. They're not meeting them, you know, the old fashioned way. You know, and the same is true in friendships and business relationships. And, you know, so the consistency at which you do that, which you try to acquire new relationships online, and you know, put yourself out there in a personal setting. I mean, I can tell you, like, in a personal setting, if I'm, you know, going to meet people, and it happens to me all the time, and I meet someone, you know, wherever it may be, at a baseball game, at a hockey game, at a football game, you know, the first thing I'm doing is looking that person up on LinkedIn to try to maintain the relationship and increase the relationship. Because I also know that from my standpoint, the amount of information that I'm personally sharing through my channels is going to increase the likelihood that I, you know, maintain a relationship with that person, because they're going to see me a lot, right? And so that's going to help establish some sort of foundation that's more than just a conversation at a sporting event or a conversation at a networking event or a conversation at a trade show, if I can get a prospect to connect with me on LinkedIn, they're going to see what we do, and they're just going to, it's going to automatically increase the likelihood that they do business with us. And most importantly, it's going to increase their trust for us, because there's just a high level of transparency in the way that we show up online. You know, that we always say, like, we document, we don't create content. And so, you know, what you see is what you get. Like, we try to share, you know, the day in the life stuff. I'm sharing the things, you know, my thoughts, my ideas, my experiences in real time of things that are happening in our business, in my life. And so I know that that is something that, you know, when people see it consistently, it increases trust and increases the likelihood that they're going to do business with us.
You think it's the idea that consumers, we're all consumers, so we're consuming information. And if you're out there doing what you're saying, you've done, someone you've met is then consuming you. I mean, that might sound a little weird, but like, so there's a free will aspect to it or something, like choice. Can you unpack that, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting dynamic. So, you know, when I first started doing content, I remember, you know, thinking to myself, like, man, you know, people aren't going to like this. Who wants to listen to what I have to say? And, you know, and, you know, over time, you realize that that's a very small percentage of people. But there's another percentage of people that have messaged me, a handful over the years, right, that have said, you know, I didn't really like you at first, you know, because I thought, you know, there, it was inauthentic how positive you are, or it was, you know, I thought you were full of shit because, you know, you were always just putting out these positive messages. And it's an interesting lesson, because over time, what happens is those people that dislike you will keep watching. You know, those people that, you know, have an issue or they take exception to something that you say. And if you can show up with the consistency of always putting out the right message, it becomes automatically authenticated, right? Because, you know, nobody, you know, we're on episode 570 something, I think, of the podcast, right? Of the Brian Hess Show now. And it becomes undeniable that somebody's going to show up and that they're going to share a message and that it's going to come across a certain way. And so it's undeniable that somebody could not trust that the message is authentic when it's so consistent over a period of 3 or 4 years of talking into a camera or talking into a microphone. You know, people can momentarily think you're full of shit, but over time you're going to prove them wrong through action, right? Through just showing up and being consistent. And so I think as you build an audience, you have to realize that there's going to be, you know, there's going to be people that love you. There's going to be people that hate you, and there's going to be everything in between. And if you're consistent enough, you're going to do a really good job of taking those people that may be hesitant because of their own experiences, because of their own, you know, maybe lack of being surrounded by people that have a message that you have, right? Like, maybe they've never experienced that. Maybe their family life was really negative and they run into this person that's, you know, surprisingly positive to them. They might not trust that right away. But over a period of time, they're absolutely going to trust you because they have no choice if you keep showing up the same way over and over and over again. And I really believe that is at the core of what personal brand is. It's like, just be yourself. And if you can be yourself, I had one of our guys on our team say this to me at the pickleball event that we went to, right? He said, I just love watching you walk into a room. It's like, you don't ever have to think about it because you just are who you are. And I think that's a great compliment, right? And I think that too many people, you know, create a character, if you will, on social media of, you know, who they aspire to be as opposed to who they are. And, you know, people really want to be on the journey with the real you. And the imperfect you, the, you know, do things wrong you, all just, you know, and I think there's a balance to all of this. It's like, man, if you're sharing, you know, if what you're sharing is constantly your sob story and you're creating this narrative of like, you know, the constant comeback, eventually that story runs out, right? And so it's like, just be you, because you're going to go through hard times. You're going to have a lot of good times. There's going to be some really difficult things. And if you could share some of that without being, you know, without selling it too much, if you will, then people will relate to you. They will see themselves in you, and that will help them be able to believe in themselves. They'll absolutely become, you know, loyal to you as an individual because they love the authenticity that comes across in it. And that, to me, that's what personal brand does. It builds a lot of, you know, loyalty in your life from people that, you know, there's a range. People that know you really well, like those people that come into your life through that channel, through a personal brand channel, and they become family. You know, you look at my children's birthday parties. There's a lot of people that I met online that drive hours and hours to come to my kids' birthday parties. You know, those people are, you know, like family to us. They're real friends. They're real people in my life. And, you know, I think that people almost put these relationships in buckets, like, you know, well, you can't have this type of relationship with a person that you met online. And it's absolutely not true. And if you open your mind up, both on the business side and the personal side, you'll be blown away by the relationships and the people that show up in your life as a result of it.
Well, you know, play the devil's advocate. What are ways people undermine either themselves, their businesses, life, with the pursuit of the personal brand? Or
the number one way is lack of consistency. It's, you know, if you don't do it consistently, and that doesn't mean, you know, oh, if you don't do it every day, you're not going to be effective or you're not going to win at it. That's not true, but it's got to be a commitment. It's just got to be, you know, something that becomes integrated into your company, into your everyday life, into everything that you do. It becomes, you know, part of your responsibility. As in my seat, responsibility as a CEO, responsibility as a business owner, to represent what it is that we're doing. Because, you know, there's just no way when you walk around this office that we would have the level of talent that we have, and we would have the people here in this office that have helped us become successful, that are the key elements of us becoming successful, if I wasn't consistently showing up. Because number one, there wouldn't be enough depth of information to verify that people believe it's correct. Number two, it would be so inconsistent, people wouldn't pay attention enough. You know, there's a million reasons, but I think that consistency is the thing that people don't do well enough. And I think the other thing is that could cause people not to be successful at this is that they either have too much or too little trust in what it is that those relationships will bring. So meaning they either go all in and believe everybody they meet online is the greatest person they've ever met and exactly what they see on the surface, or they don't trust anybody, right? And they don't give anybody a chance. And the successful people at building these relationships online are somewhere in the middle. You know, it's just like real life. If you meet somebody online, consider it a digital handshake. You know, you don't instantly become best friends with somebody that you randomly shake hands with on the street. And so it's about taking that digital handshake and investing the time, investing the output, and investing the input into creating those into real relationships. And when you do that, my experience has been, it's going to be the same percentage as it is in real life. There's going to be a lot of people that disappoint you, and there's going to be a lot more that become friends, and a select few that become really great friends and change your life and become family. And you know, you meet all kinds of different people, backgrounds, experiences, just like you would in real life. And so I think our commitment to it is, you know, to treat it as though it's a real life experience. It's not a digital experience. That's just the method and how we acquire these relationships. But outside of that, it's taking it offline and on the phone or on a Zoom call, or, you know, if you're really committed to getting to know somebody, get on an airplane and go spend some time with them or have them do the same. And, you know, but I do believe that the lack of consistency, and then, you know, the imbalance of, you know, trusting people too much or trusting people too little are the things that really hold people back from being able to build these types of relationships.
In closing, what type of growth would you associate to your businesses from the pursuit of the personal brand?
It's hard not to argue that it's almost all of it. You know, there's a caveat there. It still takes a lot of hard work, you know, day to day. And that's not necessarily related to personal brand. That's not necessarily related to marketing and branding. However, without the personal brand, without the marketing, without the branding, without the support of the community of people that we've built around our company, not just the families of the people that work here, but just an exponential number of people around the country that want to see us win, I don't believe that we're anywhere near the level of success that we have had. And that's a result of, you know, these people that follow our journey and join our mission, right? Like, that's our tagline and we mean it. It's, I believe that those people out there that have not gotten on the trend of, you know, sharing content, of putting things out there, it is absolutely imperative that you make the decision to do it. And that can start with you turning your own camera on yourself. You know, the selfie video is something that we use a lot here, and you could produce it yourself, or you can find people out there. If you need help finding some of those people that can help you produce that stuff, shoot me a DM and I'm happy to point you in the right direction of some of the resources that you can use to do that. But it's imperative, man, because that's the world we live in now. You know, the attention span is shorter than ever. And if we're not, as business owners, being responsible enough to share our own journeys and get in front of people every single day with the message that we have, highlighting our people, talking about our culture, then we are selling ourselves, our businesses, our teams, and our families short of what we could be achieving. And, you know, I think today is the day that you need to really consider starting doing that. And whether it's sharing one video or whether it's, preparing for a long run of, you know, producing content for the rest of, you know, your business career, start something today, because that's what it takes. It takes one step in the right direction in order to get this thing started. And you will be extremely grateful when you look back that you started.